175 households in Memramcook will be able to access municipal water after an $8.4 million project announced Wednesday is completed. Beausejour MP and Minister for Intergovernmental Affairs, Dominic LeBlanc, made the announcement online Wednesday afternoon, along with New Brunswick Environment and Climate Change Minister Gary Crossman and Memramcook Mayor Michelle Godet. The federal government is investing just over $5 million in the project to cover 60% of the cost. The province will contribute $2.8 million to cover another 33%, and the remaining $558,000 will be contributed by the town of Memramcook. The project is phase three of a larger water system expansion project that started in 2015 and added 264 new users to the water system. The plan involves converting a test well into a production well in the new East Memramcook region. Once completed, the project will increase water pressure and provide for an additional 175 users. That will bring the total users of Memramcook's municipal water system to 889 households. After a very dry summer in 2020, many homes in Memramcook were left with dry wells. Memramcook Mayor Michelle Godet says the project will not, unfortunately, reach everyone with well issues.
Will it alleviate every well that is low or dry in Memramcook? The answer is no. I said that a couple of years ago we did a study on how much it would cost to do all of Memramcook. And anybody who is familiar with our beautiful and vast village, it is a big village. It's bigger than probably any city in New Brunswick and a lot of cities in across Canada. So it's a very big area spread out. That's why people enjoy coming and living here. But it offers certainly challenges. And one of the challenges is to, even though with this very, very important announcement of, almost $9 million, we can do 175 houses. And
Memramcook Tantramar MLA Megan Mitten says she's really glad to see this funding announcement from the three governments, but is concerned the need is greater than the area covered.
There are other parts of Memramcook, like Memramcook East area, Pont Rouge, and even other parts of the province where this is a problem. And so we need to ensure that everyone does have access to water and look at solutions to make sure that we're addressing this problem for everyone that's facing it.
At Wednesday's press conference, reporters also asked about the fate of the Memramcook Institute, site of Collège Saint-Joseph, the first Acadian university. The fate of the institute is a longstanding issue which surfaced during the last election campaign due to news that the provincial government was considering a third-party buyer for the institute. At the time, Memramcook Mayor Godet organized an event announcing community plans to create a private bilingual high school at the institute and asking the province for first right of refusal before it sold off the historic building. Godet didn't have much to say about the progress with the community plans for the institute, except that he was optimistic based on a recent meeting with a new provincial minister.
We met with Minister Alain last week, who did a visit of the institute, and Minister Green was well aware of it. And so I think there's an openness to this government, like the previous government. And I understand there's challenges, but I am very, very confident and optimistic that there'll be something coming in the next months, and that we can all stand here, hopefully not virtually, but maybe in a year or two, and make a great announcement for the Memramcook Institute. Thank you.
That was Memramcook Mayor Michelle Godet speaking online to reporters Wednesday. Sackville newcomers David